From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Governor Gavin Newsom says the state will move into the second phase of his reopening plan as early as Friday. That means allowing lower-risk workplaces to resume operations with modifications to help prevent spread of the coronavirus.
This is a very positive sign, and it's happened only for one reason. The data says it can happen.
The plan outlined today at Newsom's noon press conference includes a range of retailers that would be permitted to reopen, including clothing stores, sporting goods, and florists. It did not immediately include dine-in eating at restaurants or reopening of offices, which were in previously stated Phase 2 plans. Newsom says a key consideration for entering Phase 2 is the ability for regional health authorities to test and conduct contact tracing of infections. With so many bars and restaurants suffering during this time, the California Restaurant Association estimates that maybe half will not reopen. But here's some good news about a group raising funds to save San Francisco's queer nightlife. KALW's Precious Green has more.
Some San Francisco gay bars and clubs were already struggling to survive before the pandemic due to the city's high rents. Now, the COVID-19 crisis has made things even harder. But a group of LGBTQ activists are raising money to support workers in the gay nightclub scene. They've started the SF Queer Nightlife Fund and have hosted online events to get donations. So far, the group has raised approximately $160,000. Those who are eligible to apply for funds include bartenders, DJs, drag performers, and nightclub event planners. Organizers of the fund say with both Gay Pride and the Folsom Street Fair canceled this year, a second round of fundraising will start soon. I'm Precious Green, KALW News.
KALW's Sona Avakian helped produce that story. California hospitals say they have suffered as much as $14 billion in losses by postponing elective surgeries and other procedures to clear space in anticipation of a flood of coronavirus patients that never occurred. The California Hospital Association today asked state lawmakers to immediately approve $1 billion in financial aid. The request came as California expects to exhaust its record budget reserves and cut programs to pay for its extraordinary response to the pandemic. The head of the California Medical Association says medical practices have lost more than half their revenue, and as many as 15% of practices could close their doors. Fire season may start earlier this year in Northern California, and fire experts predict it's also likely to be especially severe. KALW's Christopher Agusa has more.
Several factors are contributing to the concerning wildlife season predictions by the National Interagency Fire Center. First, California is firmly in drought territory. Last month was drier than usual, and experts expect that to continue through August. The drought has caused the snowpack in the Sierra Nevadas to be unusually small, about 60% of normal. California gets most of its water from this snowpack. With May looking to be warmer this year, climatologists expect the snowpack to be completely gone by June, which is several weeks early. Another factor? High pressure is building in the west and will likely replace the familiar May and June gloom with drier conditions. That's allowing brush and undergrowth to dry out faster than normal, leaving lots of fuel for fire season. Scientists say that over the past decade, fire seasons have been trending earlier and lasting longer. This year is no exception. In Fremont, I'm Christopher Agusa, KALW News.
Find more news at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.